his friends. This year should be a special schus for Armoni Mimaras Shiyuchyu. Or the schus Yedid Navshi, Moshe Yudah Ben Peshadina. Or the schus Rebbe Yosef Tzvi, Ben Marisan and Miriam, Huvuho Ben Ebeso. Rebbe David Abram, Ben Marisan and Miriam, Huvuho Ben Ebeso. Naomi Sarah, Ben Marisan and Miriam, Huvuho Ben Ebeso. נחגית הבאס רב חיים צבי, בכל יוצאיכם, ובכל בני בייסם, בייסם, בכל יוצאי חלציהם. מרחי יעקב יהודה בן רבקה, לפור שלהם, מנאבה הדבאס חבסרה, ויהושע מאיר בן חבסרה, בריאוס השלם, אברהם יוסף בן אסתר, בריאוס השלם, מאז ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיו. We're going to be learning the Inyan of Yehareg Bal Yavor, Matzilatz Blinader, Matzilatz Moman Chavero, Tal Yuvizavin, Esther Karka Olam, very interesting in Yanim. We are Zocha to have the Torah of Hagon, Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg, Zchon Levracha, and his Chedushay Hagon Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg. He is the Palas Svidei Eish Kayadua, and it was published by son of his close Talmud, Rav Shaul Weingort, whose name is Rabbi Avraham Abba Weingort, and he has many, many eye-opening ha'aris, so we're going to be learning based on this Torah, and we should be Zelcha Mirtz Hashem, to see Neflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. It's well known that there's a stira in the Rambam, in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Hei Halacha Dalid. First the Rambam says that if one has to die and not be over an Avera, what's the din? The din is that if he was over the Avera and he didn't die, he's Mechalel Es Hashem. And even though he was over Ba'ones, he doesn't get Malkus. And even though he was over, nevertheless, because he was Ones, he doesn't get Malkus. Bafo Pichan, Mesha over Ba'ones, ain't Malkinoso. Vein Tzarech Lom Hashem, Misenoso, Beis, and Afilo Harag Ba'ones. Bezin doesn't kill him, even if he kills Ba'ones, if he's forced to do this Avera, to kill Chas Shalom, so Bezin doesn't kill him. Why? Shein Malak, and Misa Mel Over Beretzon of Eidim Vasra. Because one only gets Malkus and Misa if he's Over Beretzono, with Eidim, with Hasra, and this person wasn't Over Beretzono. Shenemar, he wasn't with his own will. Benosin Zara Lamolech, Venasati Ines Panai Beishahu, Piashmu alamdu hu lo anus v'lo shoge v'lo mute u'barayasu omer lunara lo isase dover. So it says that a person is only chayev misa if he's not onus shoge and mute, otherwise if he is, made a mistake, it was unwitting, it was undone under extenuating circumstances, he's not chayev misa. And that's what happens here. So if a person is forced to be over one of the big three and he's over, even though he did his mechal Hashem, nevertheless, he's not killed. Arias, it says, when Arla Sasa Dover, a woman's raped, so she's completely off the hook because she's an innocent victim. And the Halach of Vav, the Rambam seems to do an about face, and the Rambam Paskins, the Kenyan Shamra Bones and Kacham Ruchalayim Ketzad Mishachal of Anat Alamus, Ram Rofin Shirfuasa Vadavra Plonim Yisrin Shibatara, Osinum Serapim Bechol Yisrin Shibatara Makum Sakana Chutz Me'akum Vigil Arias Shvichos Damim. Shafil makam sakani misrapi mehem bimarvin misrapi on shanos abeis and on sharoylo. That it says about ones, just like we say about ones, so too we say about illness. Somebody who's very sick, and the doctors say that the only way to save himself is to take one of these surim in the Torah, to do one of these surim in the Torah. They say you serve this up at a zara, or if you do gilei arayos, if you sleep with this eisha sish, mamish you'll have a refuah. Guy's so mentally ill, the only way he can calm his nerves that he won't die is if he's Megala Arayas, like we see in the Gemara at the end of the 8th paragraph of Sanhedrin. And Shvichus Damim, if that's his refuah, for whatever reason, if he's Misrape, one of these big three, what's the din? He gets his onish. He gets punished. So everybody in their Aunt Bertha asks, the Rambam is Soser himself. First the Rambam says that when it comes to ones, he doesn't get punished. And then the Rambam says, when it comes to illness, when a person's ill and the only way to heal himself is one of the big three, he does get punished. So to be miyashiv, the stira, many achronim went on the same path, and they said that in the first case he's defined as ones. And Onus Rachmana Patre. His Onus, he's being forced to kill the Ploni. He's being forced to sleep with Plonis. So if he's being forced, and they say to him, listen, you have to do this Maisa. If you don't do it, we'll kill you. Oh, so he's being forced to do the Maisa. So if he does it, he's doing an Averis Mechal Hashem, but he's not considered. He's not punished. Masha'en came when it comes to the second case, he's saving himself. Nobody's forcing him to do this Avera. He is choosing to do this Avera to save himself. He's doing it, if I may borrow from the language of the Chemdes Shleime, Be'ansu Ako Maisa Avera Hu Kafu Adei Acherim. When the goy forces him, he's forced to do the Maisa Avera. While if one's Misrape Al Yedei Avera, Harei B'Shas Maisa Oiver Osa Dabar Baratzen. When one's Misrape B'Shas Maisa, he's willingly doing this. He wants to do this Maisa. When he's forced, he's not doing it willingly. And sof, he's saving his life, but he's being forced to do this Maisa. But when he's healing himself, he's doing it Baratzen. Maybe he'd rather not have this Ratzen, but he has this Ratzen to do this Maisa now to save himself. Normally, you're allowed to do an Avera to save yourself, but they're not one of the big three. So we see this in the Chem de Shlomo on Orachayim Lamed Ches. We see this in the Orach Samech in his Chedushim al Rambam. The Rogat Shavar at the beginning of Madura Tinyana. And this Heter, and then this Chiluk, not a Heter, but this Chiluk between Ansu, Lavo, Avera, whether they force him to do the actual Avera, or he's just saving himself with an Avera, is discussed by the Poskim and the Mefarshim of the Gemara in the context of the Gemara in Bava Kama on the last parak, 117a, in the context of somebody who's Matzil Atzmo B'mamon Chavera. Saving your life with your friend's money. The Or Sameach brings a raya from Poskim, from Choshen Mishpat, Shin Peches. In the Shach, Siv Katan Chav Beis, who writes that if someone was forced to show his friend's money, he's putter for showing his friend's money. In other words, he was told, we want to know where your friend is hiding his money, and a gun was pointed at his head. You better show us. And if he doesn't, then what's inside the gun is going to go inside of his head, which he really wants to avoid. So he shows them. So in such a case, he's pater. But let's say they say to him, listen, dude, show me where your money is. And they point the gun to his head. And he says, you know what? What about I show you where Ploni's money is? It'll be better for you and better for me. In such a case, he's chayiv. Now, what's the chiluk? In both cases, he had a gun at his head. The answer is that when they were anes him, when they forced him on his own, when they say, give me your money, give us your money, so he's not anos to give his friends money. He's doing it willingly to save himself. Hashem came when he's forced to give his own money. There, the Maisa was when he was forced to give his own money and he showed his friends money. He's trying to save himself, but he wasn't forced to show his friends money. He chose to show his own money. Therefore, he's chayiv. But if they forced him to show his friends money, they said, "Show me where Ploni's money is. Show us where Ploni's money is." There he's honest to show Ploni's money. Let's say he could have saved himself by showing his own money. Doesn't matter. He was forced to show his friend's money. And since he was forced to show his friend's money, he's pater for doing so. Chiluku, the bansu al shalo, ain't honest lim sermon chaber. When they ma'anis him on his own money, he's not forced on his friend's money. He just saved himself with his friend's money. When they force him to show his friend's money, he's honest on that. That's the raya of the Or Sameach. However, Weinberg says, no, it's not a raya. Why not? Because there, the shayla isn't if this is called an onus or not. The shayla is a different question. Question is, mi tzarich lesbol hefsed mamon zeh shenigram al yidei ha'ones? Who has to suffer a loss of money that's caused by onus? If there's an onus, who has to suffer the loss? So, the chilek, the poskim shach says that if there were ma'anes, a person on his own money, he has to take the loss. And if he shows someone else's money, then he has to pay. Because now he's nene mimamon chavero. And this is called mishtarshi. Mishtarshi leizuze. Like we see in Chulin 131a. B'misha anso beis hamelech garno. Dim hayaze b'chovo. Kolomar sheyechayiv lamelech dover katsuv. Mamen. Chayiv laser mokom acher. Let's say the government forces him to give over his crop, his fruits and vegetables. Is he still chayiv to give the Kohen and Levi Maisris? So it depends. If anyway he owed the king, there's a set amount that he owes the king. If there's a set amount that he owes the king, then he has to take Maisr from somewhere else. Because he's become a shtar shile. He's earning off Mos Meiser. In other words, he was able to remove his debt to the king. He owes the king, he owes the government $1,000, and now he's paying off that debt with his Meisers. The Sarbet Nisht. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. You can't do that. Because you're gaining from that. Here also, if they force him to show his own money, and he shows his friend's money, so he's gaining by showing his friend's money, he has to pay. But if they force him to show his friend's money, what's the mishtar shile here? He's just showing his friend's money, he's not gaining anything. So therefore, since the question here is who has to take the loss, this is not nogea to our question of the steer and the Rambam between whether one is punished for doing a maisa bonus. Two different questions. One punished for doing a maisa bonus. So we have the chilek of the achronim. Depends whether he was nanas in the etzim maisa, or he's just doing it as a maisa atzal. He wasn't nanas in the etzim maisa. He's trying to save himself, like by refuah. And Or Sameach wanted to bring a raya from having to pay when one is forced on one's own money and shows his friend, but not having to pay when one is forced to show his friend. So you also see a chiluk between when you're forced on the etzim maisa, your pater, when he's forced to show his friend's money. Mashen came when he's forced to show his own, and he shows his friend. He's not forced on the etzem ma'ase of showing his friend's money. He's just doing it as a ma'ase atzala. And the Sridei says, no, that's not a raya. Why is it not a raya? Because there the question is, who has to suffer a loss? If you're forced, a person has bad mazel and he's forced to give over his own money, so he has to take the loss. He has no right to give over from his friend. But if his friend has bad mazel and the goy forces him to show his friend's money, then it makes sense that the friend has to take the loss, not him. So in the Ha'aris to the Sefer, Weingart says as follows, that the difference is, if so, between ansu al shlo shel chavero, havdel in kein bein ansu al shlo al shel chavero, eino b'chlal b'gidrei ones. Ki ledat Rav Weinberg, kol matzav shebo adam po'el mitoch pachad mita nechshav le'ones. So the question is not begidrei ones, because according to the Sridei Eish, whenever a person is acting out of fear, it's considered ones, as he's going to say later on in this shtickle. The question is begidrei hilchos mamonos. It's a klal in hilchos mamonos that the bailim have to suffer the loss of any onus that comes on their property. And therefore, the question is not if there was an onus, there was vade on onus. The question is who was nanas. So if they were ma'anesim al momon chavero, then the chavero, the friend, is nanas, not him. But this explanation requires understanding. Chara, we can ask miman afshach. Im onus misug ze, bo ha'adam omed tachat iyum shel mita hu begeder ones gamur hapoter mechovat mazik. If aza ones, where a person is under the threat of death, is begeder a complete ones that patters him lechov of mazik, like when someone's sleeping and they put kelim next to him and he breaks them, bavakama foray in tozira maschil kevan the kaifu pashid orchehu, that it's the normal way for him to spread or move his limbs around, his organs around when he's sleeping. So it's clearly not his fault. He's known as gamor. And baba kamachav zayner beis tozir ramasul shmuel amr feilushanu. So why is he not putter if they were ma'anes him on his own money and he gave over his friend's money? He's onus. According to the Sridei Eish, in such a case he's onus. So why should he be chayiv if they put a gun to his head and say, give us your money, give his friend's money? He's acting out of fear. And according to the Sridei Eish, when you're acting out of fear, so then you're considered onus. So why should you be chayiv in dinei mamonos? So even if they put a gun to his head and said, give us your money, and then he decided, oh, I'll give my friend's money instead, he should still be pater. Because he's acting out of fear, it should be considered onus. This kasha was asked by Hagon Rav Yitzchak Shiner, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Kamener at Zerosh Yeshiva. Vim nomar, she'ones misug ze eino ones apoter ta mazik. Let's say it's not ones. Then why is he pater when he was nanas al shel chavero? Sof, it's also his mazel. Even if it's his friend's mazel that caused, it's his friend's bad mazel that Reuven was forced to give over Shimon's money. But this anas, this mugger, wasn't able to get the money. So he's mazik his friend. So if you consider it ones, he should be completely off the hook, no matter what. If acting out of fear is ones, he should be considered completely off the hook, no matter what. If we don't consider it ones, Because he didn't really have to do the mice. He didn't have to show his friends money. Could have just taken the bullet. Then why is it... Why is he putter? When he showed his friends money, when he was told he has to show his friends money. And if you want to patr midin grama, then also say if on su'al shall always patr midin grama. So we have a problem here. V'nei svara zot shekshansu al mamon chavero arei chavero ane'anas. This svara, that when they were ma'anes a person on his friend's gelt, the friend is the nanas, was already written by the Shach in Shin Pei Ches Seif Katan Chav Dalet. Ve'alkein l'dato, l'das ha'shach, in contrast to a lot of Rishonim, we pater him even if he hands over his friend's money, when they were ma'anis him on his friend's money, when they force him to give his friend's money. Quoting the Lashon of the Shach, ha'ones hu mitchila al oto ploni, ve'ein ze nikra matzil atzmo b'mamon chavero. The ones is on ploni. They're forcing Reuven to show Shimon's money. So Shimon has the onus. Ve'en ze nekra matzil atzmo mon chavero lemuchach la'asod zot. Kimo she'omer lo ha'anas v'im lo ya'aseh ken, nemtza yatzilu mon chavero benafsho. Ve'en lecha davar omed b'fnei bikoach nefesh. He says, either show me Shimon's money or I'll kill you. Ein davar omed b'fnei bikoach nefesh. He has every right to show his friend's money. He's being forced to do so. And that's ones. And now he's allowed to save himself with his friend's money by showing it. He's ones on the maisa, and now he's saving himself by showing his friend's money. It's fine. Vesvara zot. כבר בא לידי ביטוי בקדמונים עיין בבעל המאור הנזכר בדברי הרב ויינברג פרק הגוזל ומאכיל ודברי הרב אפרים דמפליג בין שאנסו מחמת חברו כיוון דמישום המון חברו כמת אילי אונסה אפילו נעשה ונתן ביד פטור. That we see this already in the קדמונים in the בעל המאור in פרק גוזל ומאכיל brought by הרב ויינברג, that L'divrei Reb Ephraim, who distinguishes between where they're ma'anis him because of his friend or himself, what's the chiluk? When they're ma'anis him as his friend, it's because of his friend's money he has this onus. So even if he hands it over, he's putter. So it's Shimon's bad luck, sorry, it's bad mazel. The Ramban asks on Rabbeinu Ephraim, "She'acher, she'ansu la'avim amon lo shel ploni, min ha'shamayim hu dekansu hu b'hach unsa, dinafal alei, ve'asur la'atzil atzmo b'mamon oto mamon shel chavero, she'en amon gorem alav, klum, yelkach mikivan shelach b'yad na'ase alav gazlan, l'tchayev b'onsin." The Ramban says that they were ma'anes him, they were ma'anes Reuven to give over Shimon's money. This is min ha'shamayim. Min ha'shamayim, this onus came on Reuven. And asir lahatzim ilatzim al-mamon chavero. One's not allowed to save himself with his friend's money. So since he is shalech boyad and he had no right to take this money, he becomes a gazlan and he's chayv bonson. So with this, apparently we see that we could be doch the idea that his friend's mazel is goyrim. The other rabba, min hashamayim hu dekansu hu b'hach unsa denafal alei. It's min hashamayim. And therefore, it's not the bad luck of the Nizok. It's the bad luck of the Mazik. It's Min HaShemayim. So what right does he have to give it over? If you hold Ein Adam Matzil Atzmo V'Mamon Chaveiro. You're right, it's Shimon's money, but they planned it out Min HaShemayim that the mugger should come to Reuven and demand the money from Reuven. Ach nira'a she'Rav Weinberg di'ek bidvarav ve'al pizeh metoretzet hetev she'ilat miman nafshach hanal. However, if you read carefully the words of the Sri Deyesh, you'll see that l'cho'ira we can answer this miman nafshach that we presented earlier, that he should be chayiv. Mitzad hilchot nizikin hayat sarich liyot patur hein be'ansuhu al shelo vehein be'ansuhu al shel chavero ki b'shneihem yesh kan matzav shel ones gamur l'fi Rav Weinberg. As far as hilchot nizikin is concerned, so he's completely off the hook. Why is he completely off the hook? Because he's anus. And since he's anus, in both cases, it's ones gamur. Ones gamur, he's fine. Ones gamur, he's putter. So since he's putter from ones gamur, where is it an ones gamur? It's an ones gamur, according to Rav Weinberg. It's an ones gamur when he's forced to give his own money to save his life. And it's ones gamur when he's forced to give his friend's money to save his life. Doesn't matter. And even when he's forced to give his own money and then he gives his friend's money, it's considered onus. So mitzad hilchos nizikin, he's off the hook. But as we read before, gevaldik, that be'ansu al shelo, that you're mechayiv him, why are we mechayiv him be'ansu al shelo? Or mechayiv him ki mishtar shilei. If they say to Reuven, give your money, and he gives over Shimon's money, what's the din? The din is mishtar shilei. What's the mind this mishtar shilei? He's gaining off Shimon's money. They want to take Reuven's money. They want to take a $10,000 in cash from Reuven, and Reuven gives over Shimon's $10,000 in cash. So Reuven's not chayiv mitzad hilchos nezek. He's honest. On his gamor. Reuven is chayiv midin. He saved himself 10K. That's gevaldik. Mishtar shilei. Ma shemechayvim oto zeh midin mishtar shilei. Kilu hamatzav bo adam nimtza besakanat mavet yotzer tivit ratzon lefdot et hamavet bemida veefshari hadavar. ומתוך כך נוצר כאין חוב על האדם. ועל כן, מי שלוקח כסף זה מאחר, משטר שילה. כלומר, מסתכר הוא בו. So, this guy is gaining. And there's another example that the Sri Deyesh gives, that Bava Kama 57b, a parashah of Lagina, Himnenes Mishalemes Mashanenes, Rav says it's talking about Nechbita, that the animal fell on the grain, on someone's grain, and thus it was saved from injury, from harm. So he has to pay. Why is he paying? I was ones. The answer is that, but he was Nene. He was Mishtar Shilei. So when your nana and your friend lost on your cheshbon, on your cunt, as they say in Spanish, so you have to pay. So the word here is Mishalemes Mashanenes. The word here is Mishtar Shilei. That when you're earning, when you're gaining, when you're benefiting, so that's what you're paying for. Mitzad Etzem Mais, it's onus. But if you're gaining, if the animal was saved from injury by your friend's tefuah, or person was demanded of him, Reuven has to give over 10K to the Anas, to this mugger, and instead he gives over Shimon's money, so he's gaining 10K from Shimon. If he's forced to give Shimon's money, he's not getting anything because he wasn't asked for his own money. ונראה שיש כאן גדר חדש שמחדש הרב ויינברג בחיובו של מי שמציל עצמו בממון חברו. ואף בדוגמאות הנעל של השורף קדישי סעורין, או נרדף השובר כלים של אחר, יש אומדנה שהעומד בצל המוות היה מוכן לתת כל הון על מנת להינצל, וודאי היה מוכן לשלם לבעל הגדיש או לבעל הכלים. אך מתי אמרינן שנוצר חוב מעין זה? כשמזלו גרם להיות נאנס בבחינת נסתפחה השדהו. אך אם האונס היה על ממון חברו, אין כאן תחושה של רצון לפתור את עצמו, שבאים לפתור עם ממון חברו, ואין זה פותר עצמו ממון חברו. ועד רב, אם יש תחושה של חוב שנוצר, הרי הוא ישירות על ממון חברו. So, if somebody burns his friend's barley to save himself, or he smashes his friend's kelim in an effort to save himself. So there's definitely an umdana, there's definitely an assessment that somebody who's in the shadow of death is ready to pay all the money in the world to be saved. And he definitely is willing to pay to the Baal HaGadish and the Baal HaKelim. But when do we say that a debt is created? When it's his mazel, when it's his bad mazel to be nanes. B'chinas nistafcha sadeh, his field was flooded. But if the onus was on his friend's mammon, there's no feeling here of wanting to save himself. He's not saving himself with his friend's money. What's the debt here? The debt is on his friend's money. When his friend's money is being pursued, when his friend's money is what's mitbakesh, what's being asked for. So why is it his debt? Not his debt. It's his friend's money that the other guy's going after. When it's his own, when he's trying to save himself, he smashes his friend's kelim, so it's matzeh atzmo min chaver, he has to pay. Because there it's on him, the staff chasadeh, it's his bad luck, he's being pursued, either him or his money. So there he has to pay. But when it's on his friend's money, why should he have to pay? The onus is on his friend's money. V'asvar shemazol shechavero gorem lo liot nigzal al yidei onus, ועליו לספול את תוצאת ההפסד, לא נאמרה כסיבה משפטית ישירה, שראה ברכות מזיק, אין זה נכון כאמור, אלא שמדין מזיק, ממילא פטור כי אנוסו, ורק הנובים לחייבו מדין משטר שילה. As far as developing a direct legal obligation to pay when it's his friend's bad mazel, he has no legal, it's his friend's bad mazel. אלא מה, he's משטר שילה. But again, we're not going to say משטר שילה, because he wasn't nanas on his own money, it was his friend's money. When it's his own money, and then he gives over his friend's money, so mishtar shilei, there he's benefiting. You're right, he's being forced, but he's benefiting from his friend's money because he was demanded, they said, give me 10K for your money, your life, and he gives over Shimon's 10K, the other guy's 10K. So he's benefiting. But if from his friends, he has to pay. But when it comes to when he's being forced to give over his friend's money, so it's not mishtar shile. What's he gaining? Chana Chaichtim. This debt, this obligation of the $10,000. So this is a very important chiluk and chilukim that we've made. And there is a lot more where this came from, sweet friend. There is just a welt of Torah to say. And the only thing I ask is that you stay tuned, and we'll be zochet to see Amir Hashem more and more niflos mitaras Hashem Yisbarach mitoch simcha v'tuv lev of Meirov Kol, and Amir Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu yair einenu beor Torato v'yareinu niflaot mitoch simcha v'tuv levav. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest friends. And B'li Nadir, we will continue. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.